Wednesday the 7th of May is Zion La'Omer, Rabbi Yossi David, Hilchot Tefillah.
The Gemara says that Tefillah is Echad La'Advayim Ha'imdim Baruma Shel Olam. It's one of the most important things that we have in this world, that we have left after this Mikdash was taken away from us. But the Zion Sha'imdim Baruma Shel Olam, not in the Zion Zilimba. It's just a little introduction to what we're about to speak about. I'm sure we won't pass through that change on Pesach, the first day of Pesach. We change between Mashiva Ruach to either not saying nothing or to saying Mayidatal. I'm sure you had that issue here, whether to say Mayidatal or not to say Mayidatal. Just before we continue, may I just remind you there's a little argument between, it seems to be different of opinions and different minhagim to Bnei Ashkenaz, whether to say Ma'id Atal or not to say Ma'id Atal. That's not our issue. Each Kehillah is like the way it's like, and it's a Du'al B'Shem Begon. Begon, I haven't seen it inside, but the Gon seems to agreed to the Yosef that you mentioned Ma'id Atal in summer. However, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even bring it, doesn't even quote it. According to Mishnah Berurah, seems to be saying you don't say anything during the summer at all. I saw the Yavit. I'm sure you've heard of the Yavit, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, Yaakov Ben Tzvi. He writes in the Siddur Beis Yaakov, that you should say Moed Atal. That's what he writes in the Siddur, and he writes Al Pi Zoya, Al Pi Arizal, Al Pi Asoy. That's what he writes. And the Yavit should write such a thing. He thinks the Yavit was a big mekubal. Although he was Ashkenazi, he was a big mekubal because he used to challenge the students of the Shaftei Tzvi. He used to bring out every few months. He used to bring out a new sefer on Kabbalah and try and trick people. So he went. He learned Kabbalah fluently to be able to challenge them. And he writes in the Siddur Beis Yaakov as a chiddush to me that he writes three to say Ma'ir Atal. However, again, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this shit at all. It seems to be a country Mishnah Berurah. You say Mashiv Aruach, you don't say Mashiv Aruach, you just carry on Machal Kel Chaim, you don't say any Ma'id Atal in the Shmona Esther. The Mishnah says as follows in Tainis. The first daf in Tainis, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'ivah Lifnei Ateva, B'Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, Acharon Mazkir, Arishon Eno Mazkir. B'Yom Tov Arishon Shel Pesach, Arishon Mazkir, Acharon Eno Mazkir. Says Rabbi Yehuda, we hold legat. On Sukkot we change from not saying nothing to Mashiv Aruach, or from saying Ma'id Atal to Mashiv Aruach. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, the one who goes in front of the Teva on Shachris carries on as usual, the way he was doing the whole of summer. The one who goes up for Musaf, he's the one who changes. When it comes to Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, I forgot to say, in Sukkot we're talking about the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, not in Sukkot. On Shmini Atzeres, that's when we used to change, that's when we change from not saying Mashiv Aruach to saying Mashiv Aruach. When it comes to Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, we change already back. We change from Mashiv Aruach, we stop saying, or either we say Ma'id Atal or we don't say nothing. I'm sure you had this question, why is it that in Pesach we don't wait for the end? On Sukkot we don't say it right at the beginning. What are this? What's going on here? Oh, so Rashi brings, really, the changes have already began at the beginning of Sukkot. Why? The Gemara has a doubt with the, is it because that Chag Midonim Alamayim start already mentioning Gvus, Shomim, you've been judged on water. Another reason, like Lulav, we shake Lulav to all directions, it says La'ad Ruchot Ra'ot V'Taneling. It's got to do with rain. So we're shaking Lulav, so Gemara has a doubt of this because of that or because of this. However, the Aloch has remained, like a Yehuda, that the only change in Shmini Atzeres. And the reason for this, says Rashi, because it says in the Gemara in Sukkah, if it rains on Sukkah, it's a Siman Klola. Like the moshel which the Mishnah brings of this Eved, the one who comes to pour water in front of his master, and his master takes the water and chucks it in his face. Because Moshe doesn't want our mitzvah, so it's Siman Klola, so therefore we wait until Shmini Atzeres. And the Tosfos points out, but in Shmini Atzeres, Bin Chutzah is sitting in the Sukkah. So maybe we should postpone it for another day. So right, the taste is the same Shmini Atzeres is only the Rabbanon. So it's not a Siman Klala, or we're not so concerned about that Siman Klala. We change already to Gvurot Geshomim. Shmini Atzeres, we sit in the Sukkah here. We sit in the Sukkah. Some make Kiddush only in the Sukkah. But everybody does something in the Sukkah. No question about it. Sukkah is the Yom. There's a question that you should sit, you should sleep as well. You should... Brocha we don't make. Yeah, but Sukkah we definitely do something in the Sukkah. Either we make Kiddush and then we go inside the Kuntz many years. Well, Kuntz the majority of folks seem to be at the meal in the Sukkah and you don't sleep. A Kuntz is probably even sleep in the Sukkah. You only don't make a Brocha in the Sukkah. That's the only difference. Lulav we don't shake, we all know why. So that's fine. So we know really we should have changed the beginning of Sukkah. Why is it that on Pesach we change on the first day of Pesach? We don't wait for the end of Pesach. Yeah? Like we do by Sukkot. So I saw two different reasons why we don't wait until the end of Pesach to change and to stop asking Geshomim. Because really, the Gemara says Yotzon Nisan. Yeah? It's mashma that really rain time is until the end of Nisan. So why do we stop at the beginning of Pesach, on the first day of Pesach? So there is, I don't know if you've heard of a sefer called Keter Shem Tov. There's a Chassidish Keter Shem Tov and there's a Sfaradish Keter Shem Tov. It was called Rabbi Gagian. He was in England about 100 years ago. He was, I think, the chief rabbi of the Sfarad, if I'm not mistaken. He used to be chief rabbi once. And the head of the Spanish and Portuguese, anyway. He wrote a sefer, Keter Shem Tov. He goes to all the minhagim. And he brings down this minhag about changing on the first day, and he brings the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says, the interesting Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it says that when Yitzchak Avinu asked Esav to do him a special ratamim, to give him a bracha, then he told him, look, listen, the whole world tomorrow is going to start praying for rain. Yeah? And in Shamayim, there's something special happening with the Tali. It says, "Bni, ze halayla kol ha'ilim oymim bar halel, ve'oitzos tlalim niftachim b'ze halayla." On the first night of, it was the first night of Pesach, when Esav came, when Yaakov wanted to give Esav the bracha, and on that night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the storehouses of rain, yeah, of tal, sorry, of dew, not rain. So therefore. He says it seems to be a Rivka turned to Yaakov with exactly the same expression. Go quickly, prepare for your father, because it's often, because now the gates of dew are opening up, and I want to give you the bracha. It's a good time to give you a bracha. So right, that's why the change on the last day. However, the Levush seems to hold a bit different on the first day of Pesach. The Levush says, this is a very interesting Levush. The Levush says. מפני שכיוונו שיבקשו ישראל רחמים שיצאו כל השלוש מועדות בלא גשמים. The reason is rain during a chag spoils our chag. We can't go and visit our friends, we can't go out. In the time of the Beis Midrash, in the regel, it wouldn't be comfortable, practical. So they would make sure that on chag, none of the chagim, whether it's Sukkot, Pesach, or Shavuot, there shouldn't be any rain. So therefore on Sukkot we wait until the last day to start asking for rain, and on Pesach already on the first day we stop asking for rain. We don't want our Chag to be spoiled, says the Levush. Shara'eina mecholim lekayim kol kach simchas ha-moed be'et yeridat ha-matar. When it rains, it spoils our simcha. Kikoshe yom ha-geshem. It's not comfortable when it rains. So therefore, we stop asking for rain already on the first day of Yom Tov. Sorry?
You have
to shoot it all the way around. Yeah, as soon as it
stops,
it starts raining. Yom Tov we're concerned about. More than that, no. Because you're going too early, really. We have to know that apparently the Mepharshim, even Rashi brings, that they needed rain until after Pesach, they still needed rain. While the crops are still in the field, they need rain. The last rain is very important. So they couldn't ask too early to stop for the rain to stop.
You say rain is a siman bracha. I'm sorry.
The Gemara in Tani says the opposite. Rain is not a siman bracha. In summer, rain is not a siman bracha. And this is what we're going to discuss today. This is what we're going to go into now. It says the following. The Yerushalmi asks, when do we change? They ever occur to us, why do we change only a Musaf? Why do we wait for Musaf? What's chat in the Mishnah? Why Musaf we change? Why do we change a Ma'ariv? So Yerushalmi asks the question, Yerushalmi gives two answers. One answer says the Yerushalmi, we worried, Ma'ariv time, not many people come to shul in those days. Not many people came to shul on Ma'ariv. Therefore, some would know the changed back, or the changed, or some wouldn't know. So some would daven like that, some would daven like that. And it says we don't want agudas agudas. All this story, all this diet in the Yerushalmi seems to be the so concerned of machlokes, even not out face to face machlokes. Even if someone at home will do something, and in the shul they do something else, that's already agudas agudas. We don't want that to happen. So what's enough to me? Someone, look at that and say, let him not say. What's the big deal? Says no. When you have agudas agudas, it hasn't got a positive effect on in Shemayim. They don't look at it correctly. So therefore, we don't change Ma'ariv time. Now, why do we change Shachris time? So the Mishnah Berurah brings that the reason why we don't say in Shachris, because the Yerushalmi says that before we start changing, we have to have an Hachroza. We have to have the Shliach Tzibur to be Machriz, or the Shamash, or the Chazan, has to be announced that we're having a change. And therefore what? Ben Geula Litfila, you're not allowed to stop. So who's going to announce it? You can't. So therefore you have to do the quiet Shachrit, the Lachash, you have to do without. And then, presumably you can't stop also before you start the Chazor Shashat. So the Shliach Tzibur can't change. I don't know, it's my continuation. I haven't seen any other reason. And then when it came to Musaf time, they would announce. The Chazan is there, I think there's a certain beauty which we say before, to announce the changing, and we change. So before Musaf, we got our problem, making a problem. Whether it's coming winter, we say, Mashiv Aruach Umari Datal, before we start the Shemana Esrei. I couldn't do the Sfaradim, the change already in the Lachash of Musaf. The Ashkenazi change, I think, in the Shliach Tzibur says Musa. There are more rights clearly. Let me tell you what the chilek is. Let's slowly show you. Huh? You change for Lachash. But there are more rights clearly. They used to change Mincha time. The Tzibur changed Mincha time. Only after the Chazan would repeat the Chazor Hashat to Musaf, only then the Tzibur would change Mincha time.
I'll soon say why.
The Ramah says, since we don't have a Chazor, we don't have any announcement. I'll say why. The Ramah says, we're talking to a Pesach now. Now we're changing back to Moed Atal. The Ashkenazim don't say Moed Atal. They just don't say Mashiv Aruach. So what are you going to announce? If you say Moed Atal, you can announce before Musaf something. But says the Ramo, we don't announce nothing before Musaf. So therefore, what do we do? Lachash nothing. Shliach Tzibur says nothing. Doesn't say Mashiv Aruach Moed Geshem. And then the Tzibur Mincha time change. So that means most of the Tzibur don't change yet. Could be the different minhaga. I'm saying what the Ramo says. Yeah, I think Mishnah Berurah agrees to that. That's because they don't say Moed Atal. They don't know how chazah to make. Question the Mishnah Berurah, why didn't you make an achraza announce? We're stopping to say Mashiv Aruach now. No one should say Mashiv Aruach anymore. You know what Mishnah Berurah says? And this is got to do with what the gentleman said here. It says, Ve'yev shal lehachiz beloshon zeu lehachiz lehedya sheifteku miloyim al moed hageshem gam einu nochon. Why? Mipnei shenira ki nemanim bakshomim al derech sheomru el mitfalilim al rov ha-toiva. When there's a lot of rain, although we fast when there's no rain, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a lot of rain, then we don't say it's enough. Now, I always wondered, the Mishnah Berurah needs a bit of understanding, because, and it's not his, it's both in earlier Achronim, why can't he announce Mashiv Aruach? What is it? Anything wrong? Are we davening a lot of favor now? What the Gemara says, don't daven on too much rain, the Gemara is talking about winter time. When it's rain time, but now we're turning into summer. Summer we know is even klala. When it rains in summer, and soon we'll see if someone made a mistake and said Mashiv Aruach in summer, Allah is repeated Amida. Why? Siman klala. Surely when it's a siman klala, then there's no problem with davening, they should stop. So maybe because until the end of Nisan, the Gemara says Yotzei Nisan, then that's it. So therefore, since we changed before, Yeah, that's because there was no rain earlier. There was no rain. Maybe because there was no rain beforehand. And I don't know when exactly that was. It was after Pesach or before Pesach. It was the end of the season, doesn't mean it was before Pesach, I think. But anyway, good point. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah? Now, the Gemara says like that. Amar Rabbi Chanina. This is the main issue which we're going to discuss today. The halacha is someone by mistake, now in summer, said Mashiv al Ruach in the Shmona Esrei. It took us a long time to get this. We haven't yet, 30 days haven't passed. We still Shiger the Lishna. It says like that. The Shulchan Aruch brings that if someone made a mistake in summer, the Moy Sachama, in the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara says, Helkach. Therefore, if someone mentions Mashiv al Ruach u Moyrid HaGeshem in summer, Machazir in Moy Sachama. We make him repeat the Shmona Esrei. So says Rashi, we make him repeat the Shmona Esrei. I'll read Rashi's Roshan. Rashi says, the reason why we make him go back on the Shmona Esrei is because Shelo Yispalel Kahoigem, he hasn't prayed properly. And therefore, and since rain is Siman Klala, he has to repeat the Shmona Esrei again. Now, first of all, what Rashi says is Palel Shelo Kahoigem, we have to know that the Aloch in Siman Kuf Ches. You surely wondered, what happens if someone says Yale V'Yovah today by mistake? So it's 3 days of Shchodesh. Or so one day, so it's 2 days of Shchodesh. He didn't realize he said Yale V'Yovah in the middle of Shmona Esrei. The halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. If you mixed and you said in Askolah Shaloi Bizmano, he says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to repeat it again. Mishabura argues with that. Mishabura says, Yale V'Yovah, you're saying Ayom Yom HaShchodesh, you're saying a lie. You're saying a lie, you're spoiling Shmona Esrei. This Lemar, if you mention what the Mekoy is, so you mention Atachon Antanu, you're not saying a lie. Because Shmokhu gives us Deya, Bina, gives us brains to make Chiluk between Choyl and Kodesh, but Yale V'Yovah not. So therefore, what's wrong in saying Mashiv HaRuach by mistake? So Rashi says, he's punished like a hog in Simon Klala. To say Mashiv HaRuach in summer, is a klal. I don't know whether in England or not, but in the world usually when it rains in summer, it's a siman klal. So therefore you have to repeat this one else again. Says the Ritva, an interesting chiddush. So long as you haven't finished until Mechaya Meisim, yeah, even though you're in the middle of Atta Gibor, you go back where? To Atta Gibor. If you said Mashiv HaRuach, when you say go back to Atta Gibor, there's no use correcting now, just continuing normal, because you've said wrongly. The Ritva says the Chiddush that when you say Baruch Atah Hashem and you haven't yet said Mechaya Meisim, you can say Lamedeinu Chukecha. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Ah, you're making a hefsek in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So we're not concerned. It's better doing that than saying a Baruch Levatola. So you're going to finish Mechaya Meisim now. Then what are you going to? You're going to have to go back to Atah Gibor. You're saying just a Baruch Levatola. So say a hefsek. Say a pasuk in Tehillim. Say Baruch Atah Hashem L'Medeinu Chukecha, and you deserve that because you don't know the halachos properly and you weren't thinking properly. So say that in the middle of Shmona Esrei and go back to Atah Gibor. Now, there's three opinions in the Rishonim as to what to do if someone finished and said Baruch Atah Hashem L'Chaya Meisim. Let's start by the most extreme day. The most extreme day is the Rambam. The Rambam says, someone see a Baruch, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Meisim, what do we do? Says the Rambam, you go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Says the Rosh, why did I go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei? Go back to Atah Gibor. The Mordechi, famous Mordechi at the back of the Gemara, brings the Shem Rivi, and I was asked who is Rivi. The Pashtus is the Marami Rotenburg. He was a Rebbe of the Mordechi, Marami Rotenburg. He sat in prison, and he had many, five main Talmidim. One of them was the Mordechi, and he wrote a lot of his Talmud. He wrote, my Rivi says that you don't go back at all. This Goyimbo, we warn him. Please be careful next time. I mean, even though you said Mashiv HaRuach HaKun to Mordechi, you don't go back at all. Halacha is that we go back to Atah Gibor. The Bach, the very first, has a big chiddush. She says, wait a minute, what are we talking about now? You finished Mechaya Meitim. Have you continued to Atta Kodesh or you haven't? If you haven't continued to Atta Kodesh, why should you go, go back to Atta Giboy? Yeah? I think I made a mistake. The Rosh doesn't say go back to Atta Giboy. If you made Mechaya Meitim, the Rosh says you go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Yeah. No, the Rambam holds that even if you haven't said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Meitim, Baruch Atah Hashem, go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, even if you haven't got to the Bracha of Mechaya Meitim, go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. That's what Rambam holds. Very extreme. Well, the Rosh holds if you're in the middle you made a mistake, go back to Atta Gibor. But if you finish until Mechaya Meitim, go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Questions of Bach, two seifin later, when we change to Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem. The halacha is, if you finish Mechaya Meitim, you forgot to say Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem, what do? You say Mashiv Ruach there then. The Avi Ezri brings that. The Ravia brings that. That what? The so long as you haven't started a new bracha at the Kodesh, you still belong to the previous bracha. So says the Bach, why do we do the same here? So long as you haven't started at the Kodesh, why go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei? Go back to Atta Giboy. That's what the Bach questions. And the Bach remains like that. It says that's what it means. Siyem Mechaya Meitim means that you haven't started at the Kodesh yet. Go back to Atta Giboy, but don't go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei.
Why bother going back to?
Hey, you have to fix what you've done wrong. You said Mashiv Ruach. You said the Klola now. So fix the Bracha. But why fix from the beginning of Shmona Esrei like the Shulchan Aruch seems to say? Go back to Atta Giboy. Because so long you haven't started a new Bracha, you belong still to the previous Bracha. The Levush argues. Since we two Talmidim of the Ramon, not exactly, the Levush was a Talmid of the Ramon. The Bach was a child when the Ramon died. He was much younger. But the Levush says, no, here you can't correct it. And the reason why you can't correct it is because there's a difference between adding on something which you've forgotten in between the Brachas to going back. It says here, you don't have to add on anything. You have to correct what you've done wrong. Once you finish Mechaya Meitim, says the Levush, go back to Atta Giboy. The Bach doesn't hold like that. The Bach holds that so long I haven't started a new Bracha, I'm still in Atta Giboy. So I go back to Atta Giboy. You know what the source of this Machlokes is? Machlokes is in benching. When someone forgets to say, let's say on Shabbos. Forgot to say, let's say. And he said, Boine, Racham of Yerushalayim, Boine Yerushalayim, and you finish the Bracha. Then the halacha is, says the Gemara, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Asher Nosan Shabbos Vimnucha Lois. You say a bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Ekadosh Shabbos. If you carried on the next bracha, you go back to the beginning of benching. The Gemara says that. So says the Bach, if so, hear the same. So long as you haven't started a new bracha, go back to Atta Giboy. So that's what the Bach holds. And really, I think it's got to do with the Machlokes Rambam Meraavid in benching. There's an interesting Machlokes in the Rambam Meraavid where you have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, or you say Baruch without Shem U'Malchus for Shabbos without Shem U'Malchus. The Rambam holds you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and the Meraavid holds you say Baruch. We hold Baruch Atah Hashem. What's the argument? What are they arguing about? How do we regard that stage in benching? Once we said Boyin Yerushalayim, do we hold now what's the reason why you can rectify what you've lost out? Is it chat that you're still holding by the previous bracha, or is it chat you're making a long bracha, a long chesima? Baruch Atah Hashem Boyin Yerushalayim. You say Baruch Shenosan Shabbos. It's part of the previous bracha. It's a continuation. The Ravid holds it's a continuation. You're not in Bani Yerushalayim anymore. You can continue the bracha of Bani Yerushalayim longer and add on whatever you've forgotten. The same, not necessarily. Here it's not mentioned about Teskei Dibur. I wonder why. It's not mentioned about Teskei Dibur. But it's a good comparison to what we're discussing. We're discussing when someone gets to Mechaya Meitim. The fact that he can add on something he's forgotten, Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem, is it chat that we're still holding in the previous bracha, or is it pshat I'm continuing Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Meisim Mashiv Aruach Umarid Hageshem? The Bach holds, no, you're still in Atah Gibor, you're still in the same bracha. That's how you can rectify. And that's why when you change in summer, you only have to go to Atah Gibor. You're still holding in Atah Gibor. The other opinions hold, the Levush holds, no, you're finished. You just can make a long bracha. So therefore, when you come to add on something, add it on. But when you come to rectify something, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah brings the machlokes and brings the Prima Godim, which says Sofek Brachos Lehakel. If you've got a choice to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, or you've got a choice to go back to Atah Gibor, the Prima Godim says Sofek Brachos Lehakel. Make less brachos, go back to Atah Gibor. Don't go back to the beginning. However, the Mishnah Berurah, Halacha Lemaaseh, disagrees with this. The Mishnah Berurah holds like the Levush. He brings a few tirufim, why? But he says, if someone forgets to say, by mistake, said Mashiv HaRuach, and he goes to Mechaya Meisim, he should go back to the beginning of Shemana Esra. Won't help to go back to Atah Gibor. That's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. You can probably, you've got the rule of Sofek Brachos Lehakel, make less brachos as you can. The Mishnah Berurah holds, maybe, that if you continue the Shemana Esra the way you are, many shittas hold, it's no good. So you're doing Sofek Brachos Lehakel on the continuation. Or whatever side you do, you're in a problem. I'm sticking to the Bach's opinion. Let's take the Bach, which Bach says, so long as you haven't started Atah Kodesh, you can go back to Atah Gibor. My question is, what about if you just said the word Atah? You didn't say Atah Kodesh. According to the Bach. According to the Bach, so long as you haven't started a new Bracha, now you just said the word Atah. Atah can be interpreted as Atah Kodesh, Atah Gibor. Good question. Now why am I saying a question? Something more relevant to us. We never make these mistakes. Something more relevant is on Shabbos night, Friday night. We come to work, come to shul, to drowsy. Atah Choinen! Instead of saying, the Shalom said, if someone makes such a mistake, you fast with your mouth. Shabbos is not in the system. So he says the Shalom, be careful, something's wrong with you. The halacha is, says the Gemara, if someone started a new bracha, said Atah Choinen, he should continue and finish off the bracha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if someone just said the word Atah, just the word Atah, continue Atah Choinen. Says the Magen Avraham, Atah Choinen. You see, you're all jumping because you know the halacha. You know what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says, carry on Atah Choinen. Says the Magen Avraham, wait a minute, when you just said the word Atah, it can be Atah Kidashta. Even though in your mind you had Atah Choinen, but in your language you didn't do anything wrong. So he said, carry on Atah Kidashta. And he brings the raya from the Gemara, which says if someone takes a cup of beer, and he thought it's wine, and Pesach v'shicha v'siyem v'chamra. So he brings one sheet, which is the Ravid, which is not both in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ravid holds, if you said correctly, even if your mind was absolutely wrong, from beginning to end, your mind wasn't with you, you thought it was wine, and you said the right bracha, says the Ravid, you hear it. Even though you kavana, we go after what he said in your mouth. So he said, Sofek Brachos Lehakel, okay? Here he says that after, what kind of halacha says the Magen Avraham? Say after Kidashta. Yeah, but the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. I've got a small question on this. I'm looking for an answer. The question is as follows. The Gemara, what's the problem of the Magen Avraham? When you've got a problem of making a new bracha, not making a new bracha, then you've got the rule of Sofek Brachos Lehakel. So bring me a Ravid, and tell me if you made no mistake. Yeah, by the way, the Rambam holds something very strange there. The Rambam holds, if you actually made Bari Pia Geffen on the beer, thinking you're making Shahakol, and he said Bari Pia Geffen, according to the Rambam, you're later. So you can ask a quiz, how can you make a Geffen on a cup of beer? Yes, if you had in mind it was Shahakol, and you're saying Shahakol, you said a Geffen, Tobil Shoina, and so much so did the Shulchan Aruch take it as far as Sfiras Ha'Ima. If someone thought it was, it's the fourth day, but he thought it was the fifth day, and he made a bracha, and he counted the fifth day, he didn't have to repeat. Mishnah Berurah asks, what do you have to repeat? You've said nothing, you've gone wrong. He says, no, Machshav, the Rambam. If you want to repeat, repeat, but don't make a new bracha. I've got a question. The Gemara says, what's the reason why we don't say Shemana Esra on Shabbos? What's the reason why when you start at Atah Choinen, you continue until the end of the bracha? It says, Bedin, have a boil in Tzluyeh, Shemana Esra Bokhas. Really, the Gemara says, Hane Bei Rav, the Talmidim, who make mistakes, seems to be only Talmidim who make mistakes. Grown up people wouldn't make. So She says those Talmidim who make mistakes in the Shmona Esrei, yeah, and they make the weekday instead of Shabbos, what should they do if they start? The Gemara says finish off until the end. Why? Because really you should be doing Shmona Esrei on Shabbos as well. Why Chachomim said not to? They want to be Matriyachas. Now I'm not so sure about this Pshat in Gemara, but everyone seems to think that Pshat in Gemara is not to be Matriyach because, you know, children's waiting or this food. So there's no time. If you look carefully, the Gemara, could be Pshat in the Gemara is that if someone would start davening for Parnosah and Shabbos, Feinu, can you imagine what he goes through? All his problems will come on Shabbos. They didn't want to be Matriyachim, so they have to really sweat and cry. They didn't want that to happen on Shabbos. But seems to be that really we should be davening Shmona Esrei on Shabbos. So what's the Magen Avraham's concern? If you started after, you haven't changed anything wrong. Don't finish off. He argues with the Shulchan Aruch. What's the problem? Finish off after Chayinim. You're not saying Bracha Levatala. Really, on Shabbos you should be saying Aruch after Chayinim. Just Chachom Yitzchak. You started wrongly with the wrong Machshava. Continue it. Why is the Magen Avraham concerned about Bracha Levatala when someone makes a mistake and just says the word after? And he says, you know what? Brachas, you said the right thing. Say after Kiddushta. Really, we should be continuing to chayin. It's not bracha levatala. On a weekday, on a Shabbos, you should be really praying Shmona Esrei. You made a mistake. How do you say pay for it? Finish into the end of our chayin and adas. I leave that to the question. Yeah.